Hi, this is Eric Bibb, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Wonderful, isn't that nice? Ben Poole from his new album, Anytime You Need Me. And we played, what, three or four tracks from it, I guess, over the last couple of months since it's been released. But there is another one called Further On Down the Line. Welcome to the Raven and the Blues. You can hear by the echo. It's not an usual room. And you can probably hear, if I pause long enough, you'll hear the sea in the background. It's about 100 yards away. It's very noisy. I'm on the banks, or the shores of the Mediterranean, which should be warm and lovely and sunny, and it's not. It's grey and cloudy and freezing cold. I think it's warmer at home. Nevertheless, we've got an hour of really warm music to come, mostly on the new side and some very special tracks, including this one. John Cougar Mellencamp, now he's dropped the cougar part, and it's just John Mellencamp, has got a new album coming out 4 weeks' time. It's called Other People's Stuff. And on the album, which he's just released a single from it, is a good friend of the programme, the Reverend Peyton. And so the Reverend Peyton and John Mellencamp And from the forthcoming album, this is called Eyes on the Prize.
Silas bound jail, and no money to go with the bill. Keep your eyes on the prize. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Paul and Silas began to shout. Those popped open and they walked out. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Chains that we can stain are the chains of Andy Nan. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Got my hand on freedom's plow, won't take nothing for it now. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize. Look what we've become, and the crosses we hang on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on, yeah, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on. Hold on, yeah, hold on. Keep your eyes on the prize and hold on.
What a lovely version. Keep your eyes on the prize, John Mellencamp, together with the Reverend Jay Payton. And that's originally a folk song, but I think made famous by Pete Seeger. And then, what's the one I remember the most? Springsteen, of course, Bruce Springsteen. And anyway, the album is due in about a month's time, and that is Keep Your Eyes on the Prize. Okay, next is Laurence LeBeau. Her new album dropped about 4 weeks ago, and we've played a couple of tracks. It's called Old School Girl, and here she is with Stop Shouting Your Business.
Your business, so everybody can.
The album is called Old School Girl, and that's Lawrence LeBeau and Stop Shouting Your Business. Most radio stations in the UK, well, most radio stations in the world really, have limits on the words they can use, both the DJ and also in the songs themselves. And so most artists, when they're supplying stuff to radio stations, put in brackets after a track, explicit or otherwise radio-friendly. And they've taken them the dodgy words out. Now, this one came with Stop Shouting Your Business, brackets, explicit. And I thought, oh, well, it's a nice track. I'll just cut the offending word out. And the offending word comes about halfway through, and I've left it in. It's so non-offending, although iTunes can be really funny at times. I've had The Raven of the Blues banned from iTunes for just using words like shaking your butt. Probably having saying it now even will get this banned, but nevertheless, the explicit word in there, which you missed probably, is not. Anyway, so I left it in. Okay, a brand new album came out this weekend by the band called Rosedale. The album is called Wide Awake, and here they are with Racing at the Wheel.
Move inside, go straight for the lead. Bumping rail, here's what
band to new to me called Rosedale. Their album is called Wide Awake, came out this weekend, and that's a track from it called Racing at the Wheel. It's the Raven and the Blues coming to you from the Côte d'Azur. That sounds posh, doesn't it? South of France on the Italian-French border, but just inside on the front side. And I'm wearing shorts in the hope it's going to get better. But it's not. And also, the voice is very gravelly. It didn't start out that way, but it sounds like I'm losing my voice. It must be all the pollution on the plane, I guess, because I got in yesterday afternoon. Okay, Bob Margolin is next. His album came out 2 months ago, I guess. It's called Bob Margolin, and it's, therefore, I could say it's his eponymous album. But that would sound too posh, wouldn't it? Look What You've Done.
Now look what you've done, look what you've done, look what you've done, look what you've done. You left me here, the lonely one, and all I can say is look what you've done. A broken heart, a worried mind, a thought of you, darling, all the time. I once had a dream, but now I have none. You've taken your love, and look what you've done.
Distance and Bob Margolin off the album Bob Margolin and Look What You've Done. Next is Joe Bonamassa. The album The Redemption came out about 2 months ago and again split the DJs of the UK into two almost exactly. Those who loved it, those who hated it. I loved it.
Pieces. Pick up the pieces and go. Oh, listen here. I worked part time, but I got fired. Cause it's a full time job, just being me. Can't blame the boss if you don't show up. If you ride the bus, burning bridges, you reap what you sow. I got to pick up the pieces, pick up the pieces and go.
Was drunk, or maybe a little disorientated. I'll use that in the future. Joe Bonamassa, the album Redemption, and a track called Pick Up the Pieces. Good stuff indeed. Okay, Anna Popovich, her album, it's called I Like It On Top. I've made quite scathing comments on it over the weeks and months it's been out. I'll say nothing this time, and this track's called Funking Attitude. We'll be right back.
money going out, but that won't heal that hole in your soul. Everywhere you go, you're a VIP. Fly high, fly low, I play off the first degree. You pay no attention to the velvet rope. It's like you even more important than the Pope. You got to change your funkin' attitude. You better change your funkin' attitude. You got to change. You better change your nasty, evil
Papa Dutch, Like It On Top is the album, and Funking Attitude. Okay, so far so good. Let's stay with funking, or this time move it a little bit. And Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio brought an album out in the summer of this year, which is called Something Smells Funky Around Here. And here's a track from it called Right Now Is The Hour.
Get it, stay.
Good stuff. Elvin Bishop's Big Fun Trio, and right now is the hour taken from the album Something Smells Funky Around Here. There are two major music challenges in the music business out across the world. I say that, there's probably far more, but the big two are the IBC in Memphis every year in January, where bands come from mainly across America, it must be said, but also from across the world. A few of them compare with the number of Americans and Canadians, but it is a bit easier because you can drive. But having said that, it's still a long drive for many of the bands. And then the other big one is the European Blues Challenge, which takes place in a different country every year. Last year it was in Norway. This year it's going to be in the Azores in the Atlantic Ocean, part of Portugal, but nevertheless a nice island, a big holiday island. We have a challenge in the UK to choose a band to go there, and a lot of musicians, or a lot of people, not musicians particularly, actually say music is not a challenge, it's an art form. People shouldn't be having challenges and winners and losers. But I think they're wrong, because most musicians do like being in the challenge, to be recognised as a band, as a contender to go forward and represent the UK in Memphis, Tennessee, and also somewhere in Europe, is really quite a big thing. And the other bands who come along on the night, I mean, there's five bands, and the camaraderie backstage in the green room is just so good. This year, really pleased to say, Kyla Brox won, because I think she has a massive chance both in America and in the Azores. And I say that because it's amazing the number of people who come forward and say, "We're blues," and you think, "No, you're not." And especially as "We're blues, we'll go to Memphis." It's not going to work. It's really not going to work. This year in Hell in Norway, 21 bands from across Europe came and fought it, battled it out on stage. 20 minutes, that's all they get to show their worth. And we were doing awfully well, the UK band, until it got to really the band who came, and they were eighth on the Saturday night, so they were towards the end. And they came on stage, and they're from the Netherlands, and they just wowed everybody. And when you hear this track, you might think, that's not blues. But in fact, a blues audience and blues musicians who were in the challenge all went, yay, they're deserved winners. They've got an album out at last. They are called The Ragtime Rumours, and they're a very old-fashioned, I was going to say, street band almost, but Ragtime Rumours, the album is called Rag and Roll, and this is the band that won in Norway this year with Way Too Smart.
Friday morning, I roll out of bed. So I'll hover to my mailbox, couldn't believe what I saw there. Next man want my money, health insurance too. Some people might call it that early morning blues. A little bother me, they can ask on my last dime. My bank account is empty, cause I'm broke all the time. Don't need a job, don't need some fancy clothes. All I need is a guitar, a girl, and a place that I call home. Just some old matches on the floor. Man, I ain't got a mailbox, just a big hole in my front door. See, I don't have a job. No, I'm too lazy for that. In fact, the work is not for me.
But they say that's all he's good at.
Mm-hmm.
gonna tell me I need a college degree for that? Well, a bachelor's, a master's, I ain't got none of that crap. Don't mind being broke, being unemployed. Do mind you judge me on my academic scores. Or lack of these, or lack of these. Or lack of these, or lack of these. Or lack of these, or lack of these. Now let me tell you just how smart I am. I try my kitten in a microwave. I use a lawnmower for a nice clean shave. I use one shoelace for both of my shoes. I got paper towels, cover the holes in my roof. Got a hole in the floor of my car, cause the engine is gone. I don't pay no gas, man, I ride from dusk to dawn. I'm way too smart for that. I'm way too smart for that.
Yay, lovely. The Ragtime Rumors from Holland, Netherlands, and Rag and Roll, their album, and a track called Way Too Smart. And I'm not quite sure if they're going to be going to Memphis, but if you see them on tour, please go and see them. They're so good on stage, and by far and away the most popular band in Hell in Norway in the spring of this year. Okay, The Raven and the Blues, more than halfway through, yeah. And I've got so many tracks played and so many more still to go. Thanks for all the emails that have come in, people I've mentioned. Some I haven't mentioned for a while, so Pamela, this is for you. Actually, this works rather well. Maria Muldoon has an album which came out about 10 years ago. It's been repackaged, remastered, refiddled with, new album cover, all that kind of stuff. And it's out again now. It's called Don't You Feel My Leg, The Bawdy Songs of Lulu Baker. And this is for Pam and Kevin. It's called Loan Me Your Husband.
Loan me your husband, and I will loan. Loan me your husband, and I will loan you mine. I want him to love me. Your husband looks so fine. I need your husband. Don't be mad at me. I need your husband. Just how square can you be? He can love both of us. It's okay. Thank you. jail. I gotta quit this turkey. He couldn't even get me out on bail.
Loan Your Man to Me Tonight. Don't You Feel My Leg is the album title, and the name of the track is Loan Me Your Husband. Dave Irwin and the Raven and the Blues from the south of France. Somebody said to me on the email yesterday, are you there on holiday or on business? Oh, I wish it was business. It helped to pay for it, because the south of France is not cheap. France isn't cheap. Europe isn't cheap, having said that. But I'm here this time on holiday, and It's a lovely place to come to. I love France. I love the French. I love their cuisine. I love their attitude to life. All those kind of things. The one thing they don't seem to have is what they call Wi-Fi. I mean, they have Wi-Fi, but it's just so unbelievably unpredictable. I remember 3 years ago when I was travelling through France on a motorhome. And there, even with the aerial, I was sort of clambering over concrete blocks and things, trying to find a signal. Any signal at all, which I could use, and then finding it would just drop out halfway through. And here, in a very built-up area where the Wi-Fi should be 4G and rock solid, it flakes up and down and up and down. So getting the show to you today could be a bit of a challenge. We'll find out. An album which came out in the summer, which is called Arkansas. John Oates is the artiste, and here he is with Dig Back Deep.
Back to where your heart is.
Arkansas is the album. Summer of this year, John Oates is the artist. Separated now from Darryl Hall. Between them were responsible for some great writing back in the 70s and 80s. But John Oates on his own and Dig Back Deep. Okay, where to now? I seem to have got so many records on the show this week. It's been amazing. And I've spoken quite a bit too. Shamikia Copeland, her album has been around some 6 months now, called America's Child. And this is a track from it called I'm Not Like Everybody Else. You know, that is just so true.
I'm not like everybody else. No. Make out a smile, though I wear a frown. I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Like everybody else, and I don't wanna ball about like everybody else, and I don't wanna live my life like everybody else, and I won't say that I feel fine like everybody else, 'cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. Thank you.
yourself get so low over the things in life that you can't control. Don't let the hard times ever tear us apart. Start a revolution in your heart. I never heard my grandpa speaking a word on another man. I'll never be that good, but I'm doing the best I can. I may fall short sometime, but I know I got to do my part. Start a revolution in my heart. Start a revolution in my heart.
Isn't that lovely? Eric Lindell from the, not Lindell, Lindell, taken from the album Revolution in Your Heart, and that came out in the summer of this year, and that is a track called Revolution, and that all is almost it, actually. And before that, you heard I'm Not Like Everybody Else, Shimekia Copeland, and the album America's Child, again from this year. And that's it for the Raven and the Blues this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. It's been a strange room. I think, well, next week I'm back to normal. I'm back on the studio on the Thames. But it's been a very lively room and very echoey. And the noise of the sea and the traffic has been a little bit disconcerting. Hopefully it hasn't been too much for you. Email address is dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Website is ravenblues.co.uk. Or even better, is one you may not have been to before, but it's really worthwhile going to, raven.libsyn.com. raven.libsyn.com, and there you can just download all the shows going back to 2005. Okay, that's it. Seize the day, boys and girls. Thank you for giving me an hour of your time, and I'll do the same again in a week's time, but of course with some different tunes. Let's finish with the only track which is not from this year. It came from an album which was released 2 years ago called Jam in the Van, John Cleary. And this is a track which he recorded 4 years ago. Yeah, was it? Yeah, 4 years ago. Boogie Live from New Orleans. Have a great 7 days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.